Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, November 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is now in its final day after being extended by 48 hours earlier in the week. Negotiators are pushing the two sides to prolong the truce in Gaza beyond that current two-day extension and to start talks that would end the war. That is according to Egyptian and Qatari officials, who added that a long-term ceasefire would likely require Israel and Hamas to make difficult concessions. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is pressing Israel to modify its plans for the next phase of its campaign in Gaza in order to better protect civilians and to rebut criticism that the White House has given Israeli forces carte blanche to wage war with Hamas. America's mental health crisis has driven suicides to a record high. According to a provisional tally from the National Center for Health Statistics, nearly 50,000 people lost their lives to suicide last year, with a final count likely higher. There are some signs of progress, with suicide rates for children and young adults on the decline. However, men aged 75 years and older had the highest suicide rate last year, double that of people aged 15 to 25. Officials are also trying to widen awareness of a national suicide and crisis hotline, 988, which is available by dialing or texting. And Apple is ending its credit card partnership with Goldman Sachs. We're exclusively reporting that the tech giant is exiting their entire consumer partnership, which includes a credit card as well as a savings account that was rolled out this year. The about-face is a setback for Apple's services business, which it's increasingly relied on amid slowing iPhone sales. And for Goldman, it's a nail in the coffin of its efforts to expand into consumer lending, a retreat that began around the end of last year after it lost billions trying to build out a full-service operation. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks edged higher in early trading. And U.S. stock futures are in the green ahead of revised third-quarter GDP data due out later this morning. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.